I would like to take just a few minutes to report on PCG's activities over the last year. As I wrap up this year of being president of Plains Cotton Growers, I want to first thank all of you for your support of this organization. We've accomplished a lot this year, but that doesn't mean we're slowing down. I'm sure all of us can remember something distinctive about a crop that we've had each year. There's no such thing as a typical year. In 2018 certainly brought its share of challenges. I could recount those challenges, but I'm sure most of us would rather move on to this year's crop. What's more enjoyable to talk about are the victories that we have won over the past year. Cotton is now back in Title I, ensuring us a long-term viable safety net. The 2018 Farm Bill easily cleared the House and Senate this past December by votes of 87 to 13 and 369 to 47, respectively, the largest margin of victory on record. We recognize the steadfast, tireless efforts of our friends in the House and Senate for diligently working to get cotton back into Title I and appreciate Senator John Cornyn for being here today to talk to us about current issues in Washington. He was a tremendous advocate for us among his fellow senators. We also want to recognize Congressman Mike Conaway, who serves as ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee, Congressman Jody Arrington, Congressman Mac Thornberry for their steadfast support. We also want to thank Senator Ted Cruz. We're extremely fortunate to have such excellent representation in our service area. We look forward to continuing our work in Congress and with USDA as we move into the implementation phase of this Farm Bill. That large margin of victory for the Farm Bill was due to extensive efforts in Washington, D.C., by not only staff and growers from PCG, but the National Cotton Council and Southwest Council of Agribusiness as well. We are better when we are unified. We increase the potential to reach our goals when we are unified. I cannot stress the importance of developing relationships not only with members of House and Senate and their staff, but also relationships between commodity groups. We credit our involvement with the Southwest Council of Agribusiness for helping make an even bigger impact in Washington, D.C. We have to operate as one voice for the purpose. Our PCG PAC has been a powerful tool, and while those dollars have been used effectively to help ensure our success, we need to continue those funds flowing. We greatly appreciate those of you who have contributed, and we will hear a brief report on our PAC's performance a bit later. It's been a privilege to travel to Washington, D.C. and visit with many congressional leaders and staff members over this past year. Our staff does an excellent job advocating for us, and we as growers can support their efforts when we can be in the room as well. The conversation becomes even more personal because we can share our stories directly. I encourage each of you to consider your level of involvement in the cotton industry. We are always looking for individuals who are willing to go above and beyond and represent their fellow growers, whether it's joining us in D.C. for visits, serving on the cotton board, serving with Cotton Incorporated, or as a delegate to the National Cotton Council. That involvement starts by getting involved at your gin and through the PCG board. Take a moment and think about who is representing your gin. If they aren't active with PCG, perhaps your board should reconsider who your PCG board delegate is, and be sure that they can take the time to be involved with the organization. All of this is time spent away from the farm, but I can tell you firsthand, it is well worth it. I want to close today by thanking you again and reiterating the fact that we still have work to do, even as we celebrate our recent victories. Our future is bright, but we'll face new challenges and opportunities. It is critical that you know that we're not slowing down in our efforts. We've been in Austin for the upcoming state legislative session. We will continue to engage agencies such as EPA and RMA as issues arise in which we feel your voice needs to be heard. We will continue to help host events like the Celebrate Cotton Game, where cotton is a major highlight, because most of the Texas Tech athletic staff is headed to Minneapolis for the Final Four or to Midland for the football spring scrimmage later this evening. They could not attend today to make their usual yearly announcement about the Cotton Game, and we certainly understand. It's an exciting time to be a Red Raider. I'm pleased to announce that the 8th Annual Cotton Game will be Saturday, September 7th, as the Red Raiders host the University of Texas El Paso. Be there, be proud, and wear cotton. And please, read your label. A white polyester shirt does not count at the Cotton Game. We're looking forward to a great year for new coach Matt Wells and the Texas Tech football team. And we certainly appreciate Texas Tech Athletics for their continued partnership. We will keep funding good projects through the Plains Cotton Improvement Program so that we can facilitate research that will advance our industry. We've done so for many years now, and we will continue to support Cotton Council International because the work that they do is vital to help ensure that the rest of the world knows why U.S. cotton is a superior product and worthy of sourcing. The fact that 80% of U.S. cotton is exported highlights the critical need for the programs and events conducted by CCI. These efforts are greatly needed to develop markets in a global economy. We will continue to make sure you have the latest information on critical cotton-related issues by sending emails, posting updates on social media. We do all of these things to be your voice, your seat at the table, to allow farmers to do what they do best, grow cotton. Thank you again for your commitment to Plains cotton growers, and I look forward to a strong, healthy future for cotton.